Hey, Matt. Hey, Emily. Isn't this forest beautiful? Where is everybody?
Here they come. They're cleaning up camp. Hey, guys. Come on and take a seat.
Hey, everyone. Today is a big day. To be free from worry and anxiety and fear, you have to understand how wacky thoughts work. Your thoughts have a lot to do with crank and chill. Think of a light switch. Your thoughts are the switch, and the light is your emotion. When you think scary thoughts, that's like flipping the switch. Crank turns on like the light. If you think calm thoughts, chill turns on.
Let me illustrate what we mean. We're surrounded by all these beautiful trees, so imagine we put a board between two stumps, say 10 inches off the ground. At one end of the board is a $20 bill. Who would be willing to walk across it to get the money?
I would. Let me do it. That would be easy money, especially with my balancing skills.
Sure you would. 20 bucks for crossing? Who wouldn't do that? Worst thing that could happen is you slip and fall a few inches. Now imagine the same board with 20 bucks on one end, except this time the $20 bill has a rock on top of it. Why, you ask? Because now the board is between two 100-foot trees and the rock is needed to hold down the money in case there's a gust of wind. Would you walk across now?
No way. Nobody is that crazy, except maybe a squirrel.
Right. Although the reward is the same, the possibility of falling is way more dangerous than getting a measly 20 bucks.
Now listen carefully. What if the board was down low on two stumps, but you imagined it being between two tall trees 100 feet high? It would feel really, really scary, but the truth is, it's not that dangerous at all. When you have wacky thoughts, you're imagining something really scary, but in fact, it's not that dangerous at all, just a few feet off the ground. Your mind is playing tricks on you. What stops you from facing your fear is that you're focusing on the what if, like what if I fall off the board. The longer you focus on the fear, it gets worse and worse. It's like raising the board from 10 inches off the ground to 100 feet off the ground.
Okay, so my fear is like going to school, or like Cedric, talking to new people, or Matt, fearing germs on his hands. It's just imagining something like a board 100 feet up in the trees. So we are making it up in our imagination? Are you sure? Because it seems so real to me. Like, I could have really fallen off the wall yesterday. That was real, wasn't it?
Climbing the wall was real. Falling never happened. You only imagined it. Fearing you would fall was an imagined thought, a wacky thought. Wacky thoughts are not real. You imagined falling. You didn't fall. You had a safety line attached to you. You were quite safe, so your fear of falling was exaggerated. An imagined wacky thought told you falling was possible, but it was not reality. You have a choice. You can enjoy climbing, which you are really doing, or being scared of imagining falling just like imagining the board 100 feet off the ground. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is a little hard because those thoughts seem so real, but now I get how we just imagine them.
Exactly. Very good.
Aw. So I guess this means the $20 was also imaginary.
Me having money is always imaginary. The point to remember is scary thoughts click on fear, whether there is something actually scary or not.
I remember a girl, Chloe, who was afraid of her parents leaving her at soccer practice. She feared that they would never come back. When she imagined those thoughts, click, crank would turn on.
My mom will be late. She'll probably forget me like she forgot to get me school supplies. I'll be left all alone, and I won't know what to do. Plus, it'll be dark outside. What if something happened to her?
Do you remember how we said wacky thoughts are not about what is happening, but about what if things happen? Do you see how Chloe is thinking what if thoughts, and that's making her scared?
As she got more anxious, listened more to her evil Bob, her what if wacky thought thinking, she felt more and more scared. At times, it got so bad, she couldn't get out of the car to go to practice.
Mom, I can't go. Please don't make me.
Some of you guys can really relate to Chloe's fear about being separated from her folks.
I know I can.
For Chloe, it took several weeks for her to get over this fear. She worked on all three things that happened during her panic: her wacky thoughts, her yucky feelings, and her zany responses. To fight her wacky thoughts, she practiced the exercises that you will learn about over the next 3 days, starting today. She learned to talk back to wacky thoughts and not let cranked feelings stop her, and face the things she feared.
She worked on this, and one day when she went out to practice...
Here I go. I'm ready and I'm going to do this. I'm not going to let fear stop me. I want to go play and make new friends.
Bye, honey. You're doing great. I'll be right here for you when practice is over.
Thanks, Mom. I see some of my friends. Cool. I feel a little crank, but I can deal with it. I'll use crank to help me run fast. Mom promised to be here, so I'm going to believe her. I'm not way up in a tree. I'm not going to imagine the what-ifs. Yeah, I think I've got this.
This is a true story. She was really able to confidently get out of her car and go down to the field. She focused on the reward of being with her friends and getting better at soccer, rather than on her fear. She focused on what is rather than what if, and that made a huge difference for her.
Okay, so let me get straight. What if isn't what is, even if feels like is, right?
Whatever, dude. What if is only what if, nothing more.
But what if is what is?
It's not.
But what if?
What is always what is, dude. That's a law of the universe.
It is?
Yep. What is.
What is?
That's my final answer, Crankopotamus.
What is your final answer? That's stupid! Then what's your final answer? Answer! Faster!
Bruh, I don't think you want to hear my final answer.
I do! What?
What is.
Now we're going to show you that there are certain thinking mistakes kids make that click on fear and worry.
Let's be clear on what a wacky thought is. Wacky thoughts are thoughts that are really negative and exaggerated. A wacky thought is a belief you have about something, somebody, and even yourself that is really, really negative and untrue.
A wacky thought seems real, but it's too negative and too exaggerated. It takes a small thing and turns it into something huge. Wacky thoughts are full of mistakes, and we're going to show you some of those mistakes.
That reminds me of a quote you told our group last year. Is it okay to tell it now?
Go for it.
I never forgot it because it really helped me. It goes something like this. It's not the thing we fear that is the problem, but rather our thoughts about that thing. Like what that boy, Dolliver, told us about. He feared that he would choke on his own spit. He thought his spit was the problem, but that was really no problem at all. It was his wacky thoughts about choking on his spit that was the real problem, right?
That's right. I remember a kid I worked with who had a fear of being lost. He used to always want one of his family members close by. Once he realized that it was his thoughts that were the problem, he was able to be on his own and he even grew to like his independence. And that is what turned around his fear into freedom.